I listened to his footsteps, timing it so that I looked up just when he was getting close. He started to give me a nod, the way you do when you meet someone out on a walk like this. But then he stopped and gave me a confused look. You know, he thought he knew me, but he didn't. "Need some directions?" I asked. I knew that my voice was just going to add to the off-kilter sense of familiarity he was feeling.
"No," he said. I feel like I should know you."
"I'll bet you use that line on all the girls," I said, smiling when it called up a blush.
"No, I mean..."
I relented.
"I know what you meant. You should know me.
I'm the voice in the shadows." I saw understanding dawn in his eyes, and he got that look I was talking about. So cute.
"But how can you be real?"
"Who says I'm real?" Okay, so I was being a little mean. But I guess I still had some issues with him at that time, like how he cast me off when we were only 7 years old. He leaned against the balustrade, looking like he really needed its support.
"Relax. You're not going crazy. Easy for you to say."
I was going to reach out and touch his arm, just to reassure him, but something made me stop. I'm not sure what. "I just thought we should meet," I said instead, "rather than you sitting in your reading chair and me talking to you from the shadows. That's starting to get really old." He was studying my features as I spoke.
"I've seen you before," he said. "How can I have seen you before?"
"Remember when you first started to keep your journals?" He nodded.
"And sometimes I dreamed that I woke, and there was this red-haired girl sitting at my desk, reading them."
"That was moi."
"You've been around that long?"
"I've been around since you were 7, and cast me off."
"I didn't know I was casting you off," he said. "I didn't even know about shadows until a couple of years ago when I came across that reference to them in a book about Jung."
"I know,"